Atif Farid is sweating heavily in his gray polo with the American Muslim Community Clinic's logo on it, which looks like a tiny heart monitor. It's well over 100 degrees in the sun, and Farid, the clinic's director, is walking around greeting volunteers before hundreds of waiting cars start streaming into the Bithlo Church of God parking lot on Orlando's east side. He stops into the mobile unit briefly.
All the blood pressure, you know, blood pressure, everything. We have everything in here. There's nothing we don't have.
Farid says the mobile unit was built out of an ambulance donated by the city of Sanford in 2017. It makes stops at local churches and homeless centers where volunteer doctors and nurses provide free medical, dental, and mental health care to anyone in need. The clinic keeps a stockpile of free medicines and even glasses for their patients, who are mostly uninsured and in some cases undocumented.
You have to have a pulse. So only requirement. If you have a pulse, we will see you.
Farid says many of these patients also struggle with transportation and homelessness, so they might only see them once for a quick checkup and then never again. But others like Kojo TK are returning patients.
So I have been seeing doctors here since mid-2019. I always have my medical attention. The nurses and the doctors, they do their very best to meet my medical attention as well as my dental needs. And they put their heart in the job.
TK, who works part-time at FedEx, isn't insured and relies on the clinic to get most of his health care needs met. Physician's assistant Melissa Molina is one of a team of volunteers who provides TK with care. She splits her time between a private medical practice and the clinic. As a bilingual speaker, she can provide care in both English and Spanish.
Honestly, I feel like patients are actually more grateful, and I feel a little bit also more fulfillment when I take care of what I see like is a real need.
Molina says that even before the pandemic, people were going to emergency rooms for care because they couldn't afford anywhere else. But she says the pandemic, along with rising inflation and an affordable housing crisis, are forcing more people to seek care at ERs. Hospitals like Advent Health have recognized the need for clinics like this one that provide accessible health care and have donated free blood work and equipment. Director Atif Farid says the clinic might have begun at the Longwood Mosque, but it's now expanded far beyond.
And it's faith in action. We're trying to put our faith in action by serving people in this community. We belong to this community, and anybody who is in Central Florida is part of my family, and I got to take care of them.
Farid says he doesn't see the need for this free clinic slowing down anytime soon. In fact, he's in talks with another health system possibly interested in helping. Danielle Pryor, WMFE News.